This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The FBI is calling an incident on Sunday at former U.S. President Donald Trump's golf club another assassination attempt, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The former president is safe. Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV. The suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies. About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt, grazed in the ear by a bullet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis on Sunday claimed responsibility for striking central Israel with a missile for the first time. The Houthis have fired missiles and drones at southern Israel repeatedly in what they say is solidarity with the Palestinians since the Gaza war began. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saraya said the group struck with a new hypersonic ballistic missile on Sunday that traveled nearly 1,300 miles in just 11 and a half minutes. Saraya said Israel should expect more strikes in the future, quote, as we approach the first anniversary of the October 7th operation, referring to when Hamas militants launched a bloody attack in southern Israel that triggered the latest conflict in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. A boat has capsized in northwest Nigeria, drowning at least 40 people. President Bolo Tinubu shared the news on Sunday. The accident happened in Zamfara State as farmers were heading to their land. A police spokesperson reported the accident happened on Saturday. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say two people have died in a missile attack on the Black Sea port city of Odessa. This came as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said on Sunday it shot down 10 of 14 drones and one of three missiles Russia launched overnight. At least 41 people were wounded on Sunday afternoon in a Russian aerial bomb in Kharkiv. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 29 Ukrainian drones over western and southwestern regions with no damage caused by the falling debris. Flooding had swept over most of Central Europe by Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Torrential rain in Austria has caused the Vine River to flood basements and entire houses on the outskirts of Vienna. Authorities evacuated several houses as the river, which is usually little more than a small creek, burst its banks in western Vienna. Local resident Isabella Schifter was lucky not to be evacuated, but she said the water in her basement reached to the hips. So far, the floods have claimed five lives in Romania, one each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people who were swept away by waters were missing, according to the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
Shanghai, China is bracing for what could be the strongest tropical cyclone to hit the financial hub since 1949, VOA's Lori London reports.
Shanghai's airports were canceling hundreds of flights Sunday, recalling ships and shutting down tourism spots, including Shanghai Disney Resort, as they brace for a direct hit from Typhoon Bubinka. The storm is due to make landfall in the early hours of Monday. State media reported that some 377,000 people had been evacuated from across Shanghai, noting the storm is expected to bring upwards of 25.4 centimeters of rain to parts of the eastern coast that will be hardest hit. Lori London, VOA News.
An American billionaire spacewalker is back on Earth. SpaceX capsule carrying tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas early on Sunday. Their pre-dawn return ended a five-day space flight that lifted them higher than anyone has traveled since NASA's spacewalkers. They pulled off the first private spacewalk on Thursday, testing brand-new spacesuits. Isaacman shared the cost with SpaceX. He was joined on the mission by two SpaceX engineers and a former U.S. Air Force Thunderbird pilot. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.